Hey guys, how we doing? And then there were three. Oh, there were four. Thanks. So I think I need to start out by saying, go Navy, beat Army. I'm going for 12 in a row this year, this Saturday.
12 in a row, huh?
What? Why are you an Army fan?
Because I was in the Army.
I knew that. How many years? Four?
Three.
I was close.
Would have been four. He got kicked out.
What's that?
He got kicked out.
Thrown out? Yeah. He got a duck dinner, dishonorable discharge? What's going on, guys?
You stuck with Cordero after he had the fumble. Mm-hmm. Just kind of explain the confidence to stay with him after that.
Well, I think Cordero gives us the best chance to score every time he's back there. And like I told him, sometimes the way people have been kicking us this year is that he can just stand underneath the goalpost and we're going to get the ball at the 35, 40-yard line because they're not kicking to him. So he's always a threat, and I understand that. My big thing to him, my big coaching point for him on Sunday was hand the ball to the official. Either celebrate with your teammates in the end zone or hand the ball to the official at the end of the play. And, you know, he's got to do a better job with that. And quite frankly, the next one, I think it was the next one, it was close as well. That could have been called a fumble. So he's got to do a better job with that. He knows that. We've talked about it. We've addressed it. He's been good since he's been here for the most part. And so, that, you know, going forward the last 3 weeks of the regular season, we got to make sure that gets done.
After the second fumble.
Yeah, I don't know about the changing of the gloves. I know that he did, but I wasn't involved with that decision. I got too many other things to worry about than what gloves they're wearing.
What have you seen from him confidence-wise?
He's still confident in his abilities. Like a lot of young players, when they're not getting the success that they've had in the past, I think they press a little bit, and he's probably a little bit frustrated. But his attitude's been great. He's studying. He knows the returns. He knows what he has to do to be successful. He knows where the guys are kicking the ball. And we just hope to pop one here in the next three games and get him some more confidence going into the offseason.
Like he's missed a lot of opportunities, or have there just not been that many openings?
No, there probably not has been as many opportunities as a year ago. I don't think we've blocked as well this year as we have in the past. And we've had a lot of guys rotate in and out, and that's no excuse. I got to do a better job of coaching. But I think, you know, he's had some solid returns. He's 10th in the league in kickoff return average, which is okay. You know, not good enough for him, not good enough for us. So our expectations are, and I know your expectations for him are so high that sometimes when he doesn't meet those, we all get a little bit frustrated. So I think at the end of the day, he's still a very, very good returner, probably one of the best in the league when the ball's in his hands and he gets the seam that he needs.
Mentioned a little bit about the blocking. How much do you miss guys like, you know, Joe Webb, Gerhardt, Larry Dean, some of those guys
those guys were very good, and the guys that have replaced them have done a nice job. It's just that we've been, you know, Joe Berger is the one guy that we miss. You know, Joe Berger did a phenomenal job the last couple of years for us in part of the, you know, beginning part of this year. He was kind of the glue on the back end. But I think we're blocking well. We just haven't blocked. We haven't finished. We haven't put all 10 guys blocking well together like we did in the past. It might be one guy here, one guy there. For the most part, we're doing a good job. As many returns as we've had this year, there are not a lot of tackles inside the 20, which we take a lot of pride in. But we're still not finishing blocks. We're getting out to the 23, the 28, the 25, but we're not popping the big one because either one guy didn't finish. And, you know, I'm big on penalties too. When some of these young guys, we had a couple penalties early in the year that, knock on wood, we've wiped out, but still they need to finish better in order for us to get a big play.
Did you see what happened to the Chargers with the punter?
I did. Yeah, it was too bad. Mike's a good guy.
What's your emergency plan? Do you work with Blair?
Blair came back. Blair punts during the week. He thinks he's as good as Jeff is, but he does practice that. We've had Christian be a backup holder. Audie Cole can be a backup long snapper. We've got all those things that we practice from time to time to make sure that we're ready.
Emergency kicker if Blair were to get.
Yes, he'd definitely kick off like he did last year for a couple of weeks, and then place kicking. Maybe go for it or go for two, but we'll see. It's tough holding for a lefty, especially when you haven't practiced for it.
What's your level of concern with Blair outside?
I'm not concerned. Sometimes he tries a little bit too much. Sometimes he thinks a little bit too much. It really wasn't that windy. And maybe he didn't play the wind correctly the other day. And obviously he's got to make that kick. He knows that. I still think, like I did last week, stand up here last Thursday, he's one of the top kickers in the league, and I still believe that. But he knows that in order to have that title, to be one of the best kickers in the league, you have to be more consistent kicking field goals because the kickoffs are there, but the field goals have to be more consistent in order to be considered the part of that elite group in the NFL.
These numbers are pretty stark, indoors, outdoors. I mean, Is there something there that he's doing outside that
maybe? No, I mean it is obviously it's a lot easier to kick indoors. I mean it's a no-brainer. There's no flags in the top of the goalpost that, you know. So I think going forward he has to understand that his strengths are kicking through the wind, not playing the wind, and we've talked a lot about that this year, and I think he's getting better at it. We had an off day.
Colin Loeffler been named to the fundamentals team and what he's done with his job.
Colin is I've been around some good long snappers in the NFL. I've been very fortunate to coach some good ones. He is so professional. He takes his job so seriously. Not that the others didn't, but he takes a lot of pride in his work and he works at his craft. He takes coaching. He's been in the league, I think, 11 years now, and he still takes coaching. The little things, it's on tape. It's in the drill work that we do every week. He's very serious about his craft, and I'm real proud of him. I'm glad he got that award. He deserves it. Go Navy, beat Army.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mark.